has been to meet one arable farmer who's changing what he grows on his low-lying, flood-prone land.
I've come to a surprisingly wild corner of the North Essex coast. In front of me, to the north, you can see the cranes of Felixstowe Port jutting up above the horizon. And this is a landscape of low-lying islands, tidal creeks and salt marsh. I'm here with David Eagle. And David, your farmland backs onto the Hanford Water Reserve, which is a low-lying coastal embayment. So of your 800 acres, how much of that land is vulnerable to incursions from the sea?
50%. 2010-11, we breached the wall, sea wall down here, on the basis of this farm as a coastal farm is looking at increased surge tides every year, and those tides we now have to actually try and manage. By breaching the sea wall, we take the pressure off the sea walls, and we're allowing the sea to actually flood into some of our land. As a small farm, we have got to look at the future in terms of what is the viability of arable farming here, and that's why we're looking at alternatives.
So you're treating this potential further loss of more of your productive arable land as an opportunity, and you're starting to grow a trial crop of sea buckthorn. And when we talk about sea buckthorn, it's actually the berries that you're looking to harvest.
Sea buckthorn grows wild in the UK, particularly around the coasts, up in Scotland, around Norfolk, West Country. It also grows all over Northern Asia, Northern Europe, Scandinavia, in the Himalayas. It produces a little orange berry which has 190 different bioactive nutrients in it. We're growing it because it has a wide, diverse amount of products that you can get from it. Food, natural cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, also used in the pet industry. And there's a potential in the longer term to do on-farm processing so you can have added value with the crop. They are still adapting to our environment. That is going to be interesting to see how this is going to turn out in yields. So you've got a bush that will grow to about 2.5 metres in total, 2.5 metres in diameter as well. It's multi-stemmed. We have been trying to develop our own form of harvesting. The future here is we've got probably another 3 or 4 years of crop development at the same time as bringing the crop into the marketplace, finding the right positioning for it.
So in your case, you are using a high value crop to diversify your farm income in light of this increased risk from flooding in future.
There's absolutely no reason why we should need to be giving up the coastline. I think if you understand how to manage sea walls, if you understand how to make them resilient against flooding, if you understand how to manage the water if it does come over the top and get rid of it quickly, we've got to look at how we all work in partnership to make this work. As I say, I think there is no reason why we cannot carry on farming here for generations ahead.
Farmer David Eagle with Sophie Anton in Essex. Well, I'm going to have a